Blog Talk Radio.
Show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need.
I want your glory.
Let me.
Give her.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right where you are. Amen, because you're still here. Hallelujah. Come on and shout glory, glory, hallelujah, to the rock of our salvation. Come on, enter in this morning with a new praise in your mouth. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Come on, come on, come on, enter in. Hi, Shana Moto Koshete. Brother God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we enter in this morning with all faith, trusting you in all things, for all things. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you move mighty in the life of your children this morning, amen. For we are your children, amen, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's someone greater than you, Lord. Oh, Lord, teach us how to exalt you even more in every situation and circumstance that we may face, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your word says that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, if we had 1,000 tons of peace, amen, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Have your way right now. We come surrendering all over to you with holding nothing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we surrender all over to you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we humble ourselves this morning, amen, under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you. Oh, Lord, let forgiveness take place right now. If there be any resentment or bitterness, or God, or anger, wrath, or unforgiveness in our heart, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we forgive right now. Release it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command these spirits to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us right now. Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way, amen, so that we may be able to receive from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you open up the channels of our spirit right now. Let there be a great pouring in of our Shekinah glory, that all will see your glory upon us and know that we've been sent by you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We welcome you in this place, in the hearts and the mind, in the homes of your children. We welcome you, and we just want to say thank you. Let anything that's not of you be uprooted right now and cast down, that we can be purged off the land. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this day, hallelujah, this new day that you blessed us with in peace, oh God. We thank you that you remembered us on today. And those in our family, amen. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. Lord Jesus, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each person that we pray for today and will be bringing to you today clarity of mind, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16:23. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We're not moved by reason. We're only moved by your spirit and your word. And we know your voice and we hear your voice. And we refuse to follow strangers. According to John 10:27, our seed is mighty upon the earth. Amen. According to Psalm 112:2. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to expand our territories, to fill us and increase us in the Holy Spirit and anointing with power. We ask you to lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We bless you and we praise you, we worship you, and commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you help us to cease from our own labors. We do so by faith. We ask that you cause us to enter your rest right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we receive that. We ask you to release our warring and ministering angels to minister and war on our behalf and those in our family, Father. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now. We come to be changed, oh God. We come
walking in expectation, oh God, expecting you to do it all, oh God. For all belongs to you, Lord God. For your in all, for all, amen. All seeing, all knowing, everywhere, God. Oh Lord, help us on today. Oh Lord, this is our, hallelujah, this is our heart's cry this day, oh God. That we all be saved, amen. That we all be delivered from all that's not of you, Father God. And that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings upon our life that we won't have room enough to receive. As we come on today, oh God, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word, oh God, that we may be able to apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Father God, we ask that the scripture take root and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you right now. We decree and declare Psalm 64 this morning. Hallelujah. And we ask you to hear our voice in our meditation and preserve our life from fear of the enemy. Amen. God, we ask you to hide us, hallelujah, from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who wet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly, they shoot at him and do not fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them, and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be deep. Amen. Suddenly they shall be wounded at the depths. So that they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. And all that see them shall fall away. Amen. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider his doings. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. And all the upright in the heart shall glory. We decree and declare the victory is ours. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That the victory is won. Amen. Hallelujah. We declare victory over the work of the enemy. And all their works in, hallelujah, and deceitfulness have been uprooted and destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We know, Lord, that our happiness comes from your mercy. So we pray that you, Lord, hallelujah, be merciful to us and those in our family and all that we love and concern about. We ask you, Lord, to continue to cause your face to shine upon us and pardon us from our sins. Amen. God, we need your grace and blessing. Everything that we have, everything that we need comes from you and you alone, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Most of all, we need you. We need to know you, amen. We need to have the light of your face shine on us, amen. So, Heavenly Father, show grace to us, amen. Bless us abundantly, oh Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, but also help us to remember that you give your blessings not just for us alone, but, hallelujah, but that we might be a blessing for others. You show us your ways that we may, hallelujah, humbly teach your ways to others. You save our lives now and for eternity that we might give our lives for the salvation of others. And we just want to say thank you for showing us the way. Heavenly Father, help us to not look so intently on gifts that you have given us that we no longer seek your face. Help us, oh God, to cling to our, hallelujah, shatabamoshite. Help us not to cling to our blessings so tightly that we can't open our hands to give to others or even to receive more from you. Help us not to fear that if we give, you won't be able to replenish that, hallelujah, what we may lack. Amen. We decree and declare no lack. Amen. That we drink from the cup of the blessing. Amen. That our well will never run dry. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, help us to trust your sufficiency, your abundance, even that whatever is for your glory is ultimately, hallelujah, for our good, no matter what the initial cost is. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, We thank you, Lord God, for the mercies by which you allow us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our hallowed special service of worship to you. Dear Lord God, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove good and acceptable and perfect what is your will for our lives. By grace given to us, show us how to not esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than another. Thank you, Lord God, for the spiritual gifts that you've given us, that we may prophesy in portion through our faith, and to teach according to your precious word, and to exhort, and to give liberally and lead with diligence, and show mercy with cheerfulness. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, show us how our love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us to honor, oh God, what is evil and cling to what is good. Amen. Teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another, and honor and giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, to be fervent in spirit to serve you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you that we have the Holy Spirit, the inward voice, amen, hallelujah, guides and instructs us and teaches us, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we rejoice in hope of, we are patient through tribulation, and we shall continue in distributing to the needs, amen, of the saints, and be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse us and persecute us, amen. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We will be of the same mind toward one another, amen, and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with the humble, amen. We will not be wise in our own opinions, and we will not repay anyone evil for evil, amen. Hallelujah, for your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but we will wait on the Lord, for vengeance is yours. Therefore we live, hallelujah, therefore we live peacefully with all people and be overcomers through Christ Jesus. Lord, we, hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you this morning. Lord, we will offer drink to a thirsty enemy and food to one that is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever, because we love you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we pray this morning. Oh, Lord, you know many are dealing with sickness, oh God, pain, discomfort, disease, known and unknown to men, oh God. The doctor has told them they don't know what's going on, but they can clearly see that something is not right. But, Lord, you know, for all answers are in your hand. For all answers are in your word. And, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will send your word that we shall be healed, amen, that we shall be delivered from every sickness, every, hallelujah, every disease, every infirmity, affliction, every ache, pain, and discomfort, amen, right now, when we just want to say thank you for your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, save us and we shall be saved. We can't thank you for it all, God. We'll forever be thanking you. So we thank you this morning, because we still have life. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give each of us that's on this line this morning, all that's in our home, and all that we love, and all that we're concerned about, oh Lord. We ask you to give us, oh God, divine healing now in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, emotions, and physical being, in accordance with your divine plan and order for our lives. And right now we receive your divine healing and wholeness and newness of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to expand into your territories, Lord. Lord, we ask you for, hallelujah, to receive beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaveness. For we are the trees of righteousness, planted of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let thy will be done, O God, as we bind our will to your will and our mind to the mind of Christ as it is in heaven. We pray with thanksgiving in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person that we pray for today, amen, according to John 6:23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you've given us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14:13-14, to cover us with your anointing, your glory, and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man with rivers of living water springing up forth abundantly with life abundant. Fill us to overflow with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding, amen. Anoint us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange voice, amen. Oh, Lord, give us, hallelujah, your eyes, hallelujah, to see spiritually and our heart to understand. Hallelujah. And be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts, anointings, and blessings, and all else, oh God, that you have for us. And we just want to say thank you for it as we enter in on today. We command every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, spirit of lust and perversion, spirit of poverty, lack, and death, amen, spirit of, hallelujah, procrastination, stagnation, limitation, oppression, depression, fear, suicide, homosexual spirit. Every spirit of distraction, spirit of death, destruction, any spirit of addiction, spirit of jealousy, the accuser of the brethren, every spirit on this line that's operating outside the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. Come out of our lives. Come out of our bloodline, amen, to never to return. You cease your works and you die at the root and you come out. We see you, you hidden spirit, you lying. You come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance of today. We shall live and not die and proclaim the good news of the Lord our God. Amen. That we are born again. That we're sanctified. We're redeemed. We're washed. Made new. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We put on this right now. Pull on, oh God. As we enter into this new day, amen. And we thank you, Lord God, for your full armor. We decree that the full armor of God, it covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way right now. In the way of our family members and loved ones, may they be consumed with their own fiery darts. May the camp of the enemy be burnt away, burnt up and burnt away. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, Lord. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is word, your word, oh God, your word, and we use it against all the forces of hell, all the works of the enemy, amen, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory. We receive the victory. Oh, receive the victory this morning, everyone. Victory belongs to Jesus. And because we are his, we also receive the victory. And we thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, O Lord, that you will bless us in our going and coming on today. And those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Hallelujah. Over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, or place. Everywhere our feet may tread, our head may lay, every form of transportation we may enter into as a driver or passenger over our homes and all that in our homes and all that we love and concerned about, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord, that you bless our going and coming. You blessed us rising up again this morning, amen. You blessed us when we laid down on last night, amen. And we just want to say thank you for your blessing and make it rich and add no sorrow. And Lord, we pray right now that you bless the land of Jerusalem and its people. Lord, we pray right now that there be healing upon the land, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father God. We bless your name, Lord. We decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for divinely intervening this morning. That the enemy thought he had cast up, that you snatched it away and destroyed it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for turning it all around for our good and for the good of our husband and for the good of our children and grandchildren, our mothers and fathers, our brothers and sisters, our cousins and aunts, amen, our friends and co-workers, all that we love and consider. We thank you for turning around for those in the church and in the body of Christ. And that we are going and we're blessed. We're going from glory to glory to glory. and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord, that you've blessed us, that we can decree and declare this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. We are his faithful follower. We are born of God, and the evil one cannot touch us. We are his disciples because we have love for others. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Oh, Lord, we are the righteousness of God. We are partaker of his divine nature. We are called of God, and we are ambassador for Christ. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are the apple of our Father's eye. Amen. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We are being changed into his image right now. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are daughters of God. And hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. That we are chosen and appointed by you, Heavenly Father, to bear fruit, good fruit. That we are reconciled to God, and we are a minister of reconciliation. We are one with Christ. We're chosen and dearly loved by Christ himself. We are daughters of the light and not of darkness. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We come expecting as we enter in on today. And we seal this prayer as we go from glory to glory to glory. We decree and declare that wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord, that there's no. We decree and declare no lack, no setbacks, no missed opportunities, amen, no counterfeit, no substitutes, amen, no trickery. We will not fall for any trickery or deceitfulness of the enemy. We will not be manipulated. Come on, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare it is so. We shall receive, hallelujah, all the blessings, all that's due to us that our Heavenly Father has for us. We shall receive it with no more delays, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everything that God has promised to give to us this day, hallelujah, we shall receive it. Hallelujah, everything that God has promised us to receive this week, we shall receive it. Everything that God has promised us that we receive this month, we shall receive it. Everything God has promised us to receive this year, we shall receive it. For this day will not end until we receive it. This week will not end until we receive it. This month will not end until we receive it. This year will not end until we receive it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive it right now because we walk by faith and not by sight. We trust in you, Father God, and you alone, O God, for all things are in your hand and all good things coming from you. For your word said that you will not withhold any good thing from your children, for we are your children. And we just want to say thank you as we receive on today. Then we decree and declare that it is done, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, amen. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. Let me receive. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Will you just open up your mouth and just thank him this morning? Will you just praise him? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you're still here. Amen. Will you thank just thank you, God? It could have been, should have been, but God, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's been some situations. Hallelujah. That could have just took you out, but God stepped in and said no. Hallelujah. He made those death behave. Come on, come on, come on. When you look back over your life, when you realize it could have, that very thing that took somebody out, hallelujah, it's been known to take that person out, amen, and it has, but God had his hand upon you. You got a reason to shout. It's nothing that you have done. I want you to understand, don't let the enemy deceive you thinking it's something you did. It's some type of vitamin. It's some type of C-mark that you have taken. It's some type of magnesium, some kind of pill. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Something that you did that kept you here. Hallelujah. I want you to know today the enemy is deceiving you. It's God and God alone that remembered you on today and kept you. Amen. So you got a reason to shout this morning. Not to pray, not to be in word, but just in a place of thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No more murmuring, no more complaining, but just being in a place of gratefulness and just thanking God, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, that you shall keep on rising. Every time the enemy try to knock you down, you're going to keep on rising. I don't know if you ever seen that little, I remember when I was a kid, they had this toy that you hit it and it just come back up. You know, it would never hit the ground. It was like an inflatable, I don't know what you call it. Maybe y'all know. But you would hit that thing and it just bounced back up. It was made to get back up. You know, you could never, you could try to hold it down, but as soon as you let up, it comes right back up. You can hit it, it comes right back up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We got that kind of power that when the enemy comes and he try to knock us down, he realized because what was in us, we rise again. He realized that we have Jesus on the inside. A lot of us don't realize we have what we need on the inside. If you have Christ, you do, to keep on rising. And not in anger and not in fear, but with joy. Hallelujah. With gratitude. Amen. We keep rising with the strength of the Lord. Amen. God bless everyone that's on the line this morning. God bless you. God keep you. If you have an ear to hear today, you are blessed. You are healed. You're delivered. The victory is won. Your cup is running over with the blessing of the Lord. Your well should never run dry. Amen. You're fearfully and hallelujah and wonderfully made by God. Amen. Then, hallelujah. There's no one like you. Amen. You are needed. You are wanted. Amen. Hallelujah. God has greater for you. Amen. This is it ain't over. It ain't over. It's just beginning. I want you to understand it's new. It's new beginnings for all. If you're on this line, you can hear me this morning. You're about to walk into your new season. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. The enemy wants you to look back. Don't look back. Walk into your new season. Healing is in your new season. Deliverance, that you've been praying about, is in your new season. But do not look back. Don't look back. It's going to hold you. It's going to hold you there. So don't look back. Keep on going. Keep on believing. Keep pressing in. Keep pressing in and watch God make it all new. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Welcome. That's me. That's my excited hollering voice, but trying to keep it low for the family to sleep. So good morning. Good morning. God bless everyone that's on the line this morning. I thank God for you. We're going to start with our sister, Takara. God bless you and welcome. How you doing this morning?
Bless the name of the Lord. The Lord is good. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Welcome. We thank God for you. We pray that God will just continue to bless you in a mighty way. May blessings just knock you over, run you down, pick you up. Hit you from the back, the side, the front. Amen. You just like, ooh, every time I turn around, you just keep on blessing me. And we just thank God. We just thank God for open doors for your life, new doors, doors of blessings, doors of good relationships. Amen. Good opportunities. Amen. God is doing it. He's doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. At this time, we're going to welcome our sister, Sean. God bless you and welcome, Sister Sean. How you doing this morning? How you feeling?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm here.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for keeping you. We thank God that his hand is upon your life. And he's working it out for your good. I know a lot of times it's hard to see it when it don't feel like it, when it don't look like it. It just seems like everything around you is coming down. But the Bible says, he said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, and his spirit will lift up a standard. That you can't see. Amen. It will lift up a standard. His spirit will come in. When it looks like you're about to drown, God will just send his spirit will lift up a standard. Hallelujah. Just trust him and say, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you, Father. I'm just going to let you know, everybody's online. Even when I'm aching, like yesterday, I think I told Takara, I don't know who I spoke with yesterday, but before I got online, I got a really bad pain in my side. I'm talking about the pain was a debilitating pain. I'm talking about I was like, okay, I got to get on this prayer line. And in the pain, while the pain was going on, and it had me crippled to the side. I said, but I'm about to receive my healing. Amen. I'm about to get on this phone, and God is about to heal me. When I come off this side, I'm not going to be the same. I'm not going to be hurt. I'm not going to be bent over. I'm going to pray. I'm going to press in because I'm about to receive my healing on this line. I'm not about to go lay down. I'm about to stand because God is about to heal me on this line. I'm pressing in, and I'm coming to get what I came for. And guess what? When I got off the line, I was... That's what the enemy tried to do. It didn't work. Hallelujah. 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 And God has said, if you could just get here, amen. What do you mean? Your faith. This is where God works miracles. In faith. In faith. You can't move out of it, not move to the back, not move to the side in word, to the side in fear, to the back. And I don't know how it's going to happen to the front. I'm going to do it myself. No, in faith. Standing right there in faith and just watch God do it. He ain't done yet. He ain't done because there's a testimony. That's a great testimony. There's being birthed. And many will be saved by your testimony. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. And we thank God for you, sister. And we are praying for you. We are praying for you. And I can't wait. I can't wait till God release you to give the testimony in due time. Amen. As back in the day, they would say, by and by. Amen. So by and by. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Angela, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? So good to have you on the line. Angie? Angela? Okay, maybe that's not Angela's number. I'm sorry. Maybe it's my niece, Torn. Niece, God bless you. Torn, is that you on the line?
That's me.
Good morning. You're welcome. Your number is Angela's number. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome. Hallelujah. It's my niece, y'all, on the phone, my brother's daughter. God bless you. Hallelujah. How you doing this morning?
I'm blessed. I just continue to pray and ask that God fills me with a joy that can't nobody steal. They just make the enemy upset. So I know when the trigger of the enemy is coming because I'm just overfilled with joy all the time. And I'm going to be, and I'm going to keep being filled just because waking up is a blessing in itself. Everything that I have is a blessing. So I'm blessed and highly favored. I just pray that the word of God continues to penetrate my soul because I want God in and God out. So I want to be filled with the word so the word can continue to come out. And that's how I'm doing.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thought that was Angela. Y'all was having a similar number that I realized. Wait a minute. That is my niece, Torn. So God bless you.
Yes.
God keep you. We pray that you better finish out this month with us. We have 6 more days after today. We've been on this line since February the 1st, and God is really just moving mighty. You know, we don't come seeking things. We come seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Amen. Early in the morning, expecting God to be there. Hallelujah. To refill us, you know, to overflow us with his presence. And I just thank God and I pray and we touch and agree with all that you have petitioned right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for that joy, that unspeakable joy. That, hallelujah. You people that's looking at you saying, wait a minute, what's going on? And then they catch the joy. Amen. They become contagious. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You ever been around somebody, they get to laughing, they laughing so hard. You talking about what's funny, and then you find yourself laughing. Like, what you laughing? You start laughing. That kind of joy where, you know, it's just contagious throughout the house. Amen. Like, just, ooh. My Lord, my God. God bless you. I pray that you can be filled with the joy of the Lord. Amen. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Unspeakable joy. That peace just reigns everywhere that you go. Amen. Your home, your workplace, just everywhere. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. You know I love you and I thank God for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Love
you. I know you love me, niece. I know you do. Amen. Sister Siobhan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. You sound different this morning, my sister.
I'm a little refreshed because I went to bed before 9 o'clock this last night, so I'm a little rested.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, glory to God. It's so good to have you on the line this morning. God bless you, and God continue to keep you and use you. Amen. Hallelujah. You be that vessel that God flows through unhindered, the Holy Spirit, and it will speak volumes. Amen. To many. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that all of your hearts be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that your children will get a close and walk with the Lord. I pray that your mother and your father will seek him early in the morning. Amen. That they will come and say, daughter, can we pray? Daughter.
Yeah.
Think you can come in here and pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you, Sister Vanessa. We love you. We love you so much. Amen. It's a blessing to have you around this morning. I am so excited, you all. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I can barely contain myself. I'm so excited. Not about the things of this world, but of everything that's pertaining to godliness, you know, and holiness. And our Heavenly Father, that all good things come before him. I'm just excited knowing that God is with me. Amen. Knowing that I'm saved. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful in that place. I'm just, God is for me. God is with me. I'm on the witness side. Amen. I'm saved. How many can say they really know what they say? Some people question. They go to church, they pay tithes and give offerings, they go feed the homeless, but they still don't, in their heart, they still have a hard time believing that they're saved, that Jesus Christ died for them, that their sins are forgiven, that, you know, that they're washed clean and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. They're saying it, but they don't believe it. But to know, that you are saved, amen, to know and believe, amen, is another thing, because people are battling with that thing in their mind and even in their heart to know, to truly believe and receive that I am saved, that Jesus, he lived and he died and he rose again, amen, and he ascended back into heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father of the Lord our God. I want you to know I'm excited because I know I am saved by the one that God sent. With no doubt and no fear, I'm saved, I'm forgiven. A lot of people cannot receive that. They have not received that. They're still dealing with guilt, shame, and condemnation. They go to church, and the pastor is condemning them. The pastor is sending everybody to hell. Hell was not created for us. It was not made for us. I hope y'all get that this morning. I hope you receive it this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. People are still worried about, am I truly saved? Will I go to heaven? Will I, you know, just receive the gift of salvation. Receive it. Be transformed. Be transformed. Be completely transformed. It doesn't mean you're not going to fall, but you will get back up again. Amen? You will fall, but you're going to get back up again. You just get back up. Just get back up. Amen? Hallelujah. You know y'all can go all day, but I want y'all to look up that toy that I was telling y'all about. I think it's some kind of bop toy. I don't remember. It's been a long time ago. When you hit it, that thing, if you had to fill it up with air. And it, Siobhan said, you know what I'm talking about?
Is it on the pole or?
No, it's an inflatable thing. I don't know. It's called some kind of bop toy. I'm going to look it up. And when you hit it and it just come back. I know Sean is around my age. Sean.
Oh, with the balloon, with the rubber band on the end.
No,
it's
round at the bottom.
It has like,
and it's sand in the bottom.
And when you punch
sand
it,
in the bottom, yep,
it'll
yep,
it like roll to the side, but then it come back up. I know what you got.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know
that right there. When I find I'm sitting there, oh y'all, so y'all know what we talking about. Every time you hit that thing, it don't look here. It pop right back up. I don't care if you hit it from the side, if you hit it from the back. You know, you think you're going to surprise it. It pops right back up. You can try to hold it down, think you're beating it down and hold it. As soon as you let it go, it pops back up. You know, it's... But anyway, I'm so excited. Maybe I don't want to hold y'all too long this morning. We're going to be coming out the book of Luke, chapter 22 this morning, verse 39 through 46. That's Luke chapter 22, verse 39 through 46. When you have it, say amen. 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 Kyra's in the gym, so I know she could hear us, but she won't be able to say anything this morning.
Excuse me, it's Luke 22?
Luke 22, verses 39 through 46.
Okay, got it.
All right.
Siobhan, say. Oh, amen. I'm sorry.
Amen. Can I have somebody read for us this morning? Anybody want to volunteer this morning?
I'll read it for nobody's amen.
Okay. Just let us know what verse you're coming out of.
New King James.
Okay.
You said 39 through 46, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It says, coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw. And he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then the angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and had came to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Then he said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Amen.
Amen, amen. I was reading the scripture with my husband one night. I forgot when it was. And I asked, did he realize something here when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane? In verse 23, when it says, then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. So even Jesus, he needed the help from the Father to be able to continue on to fulfill that he came to do. So God sent his angel to even strengthen our Lord and say, so I want you to understand, hallelujah, that in your time of trials and tribulation, God will send help. Amen. He will send an angel to strengthen you, amen? Because understanding, we can do it in our own strength, amen? Even Jesus needed strengthening during this time of agony. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus asked his disciples, and when we see, look here in verse 40 here, he asked his disciples to pray that they would not fall into temptation because he knew that he would soon be leaving them. Jesus also knew that they would need extra strength to face the temptation that was coming ahead. Amen. Temptations to run away or to deny their relationship with him. They were about to see Jesus die. Would they still think that he was the Messiah? See, the disciples' strongest temptation would undoubtedly be to think that they had been deceived. When we look at verses 41 and 42 here, was Jesus trying to get out of his mission? Was he trying to get out of his mission? It's never wrong to express our true feelings to God. I want us to understand that whatever it is that you're feeling, it's not wrong for you to express to God, I'm having a hard time believing, Father. I'm worried. Lord, are you really there? You know, he wants us to come to him truthfully and honestly because he already knows. So it's never wrong to give your true feelings to God. Jesus exposed his dread of the coming trials, but he also reaffirmed his commitment to do what God wanted. The cup he spoke of meant the terrible agony he knew he would endure. Not only the horror of the crucifixion, but even worse, the total separation from God that he would have to experience in order to die for the world's sin. And just to give you all just a little bit more, when Jesus on the cross, and he said, Father, why have you forsaken me? That was the only time that he was separated from God because he took on the sins of the world. Look at verse 44. Only Luke tells us that Jesus' sweat resembled drops of blood. Jesus was in extreme agony, but he did not give up or give in. He went ahead with the mission for which he had come to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 46, I wrap up here. He said, then he said to them, Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. These disciples, they were asleep. How tragic is it that many Christians act as if they are sound asleep when it comes to devotion to Christ and service for him? Don't be found insensitive to our unprepared for Christ's work. Do not be found insensitive to our, hallelujah, or unprepared for Christ's work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say it again. Do not be found insensitive. Don't be found insensitive to or unprepared for Christ's work. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and most of all the good of his word is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, for you are our strength. In Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen and amen. At this time, we'll have our prayer petition, and then I'll close us out in our prayer. So if you don't have a particular prayer petition and it's already went forward, just say amen. Hallelujah. Sister Sean, God bless you. Sister Takara, are you still there? If so, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. My prayer petition this morning is, you know, the Bible says for us to test God. So my prayer petition this morning is to, as I test him, that he continue to show himself great and that his word will continue to be true. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. I could understand nothing you said, honestly. I don't know. Shavante, did y'all understand her? Because I didn't. Could y'all understand what she said?
No, okay. I didn't.
Well, I couldn't understand it either, Takara. But we touch and agree with every petition that you have prayed this morning. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we come together on one accord with your daughter. Lord, you know, oh God, all that you have planned for her, God, and all that she loved and concerned about. Lord, we ask that she petition a prayer with all faith that you will move mighty, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will answer her prayers according to thy will, oh God. Lord, we pray let this be at the set time, oh God, that you will bless your daughter, oh God, that you will open up doors, oh God, that she can walk into doors of blessings and favor, oh God, good relationships in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you increase, oh God, in your spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray for spiritual growth, spiritual, amen, spiritual wealth. Amen. Lord, we pray that you let her receive right now. Let fresh oil be upon her head, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and plant her feet, oh God, in the places that you would have for her to go. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, that she would truly be a blessing to all that she come in contact with. And Lord, we pray for the protection of God and the life, health, and strength, hallelujah, of her mother and children. And oh, hallelujah, of her siblings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Let your hand of protection be around, oh God, around her mind and thoughts for the God. Help her to keep her mind stayed on you, that you keep her in perfect peace all the days of her life. And Lord, I pray right now that you will command the increase of God upon our storehouse. Hallelujah. Let it be overflowing. Let it be bursting, oh God, with wine, with meat, oh God, with oil, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and all that she needs, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, that you're walking in your season of God's goodness, God's fruitfulness, amen, and the blessing of the Lord that make you rich and add no sorrow. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Sister Takara, we love you. We thank God for you. And unfortunately, it's kind of hard to hear because your background. So I pray that every prayer that you have prayed today, that you have petitioned, because God knows he's able to hear that, and we can't hear, and bless you. Amen. And work it out for you. So God bless you. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just pray for coverage and to keep me close to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter this day. Father God, we ask, oh God, all that she's petitioned this morning, oh God, to have a closer walk with you, oh God, that you will call an eye unto you in this day and this hour right now, oh God. Lord, that you will cover, oh God, with your mighty wings, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and protects you, amen. Hallelujah. And where the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near, amen. That
the blood of Jesus Christ answers for you as you enter into any place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers your home and all that's in your home, all that you love. And hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. We decree and declare newness of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Better days are here. Amen. Breakthrough is here. Your healing is here in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Sean. We love you. We thank God for you, sister. Hallelujah. It is well with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. My prayer is for intercession of distractions, and I want to pray for spiritual discipline.
Come with the last one again.
Spiritual discipline.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we touch and agree on today. Father God, we just want to say thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Oh, Lord, all that she's petitioned on today, oh, God. Lord, you said, oh, God, we could decree a thing and it shall be established. Amen. So, Lord, we pray right now, oh, God, that you would. So we pray for divine position, amen. We pray for your divine guidance and order for the life of your daughter, Twan. Lord, we pray right now that the spirit of distraction, hallelujah, be rooted out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and cast down, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help her to keep our mind stayed on you, that you'll keep her in perfect peace. Oh, Lord, lead and guide by thy Holy Spirit, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that she will be disciplined, God, to seek you in and out today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and throughout the day, oh, God. Come on, hallelujah, come on. Aside from the distractions of this world, we decree and declare that she will not be tempted by the worldly things of possession or people or conversations of this world. Oh, Lord, but that she will seek you even more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will not only just seek you, but she will find you and receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that all be blessed in our household, oh, God. Lord, I pray that you will divinely intervene in every situation that's concerning her and turn it all around for a good. Anything that the enemy has set out for evil, God, oh, Lord, work it out for a good right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Run you down and take you over and hold on to you. Oh, Lord, restore the hope. Restore the hallelujah. Restore the joy, oh God. Restore the peace, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wherever the enemy has caused division, oh God, a separation or confusion, oh, Lord, let unity come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, anyone that's not of you that's been sent by the enemy, hallelujah, to cause destruction, to cause confusion in our life, oh God, let them be uprooted and cast down right now. Let them be cut down in their steps, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory over the enemy. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We call you blessed. We call you victorious, amen. We call you anointed, amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call you healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. I love you, niece. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Sister Shabbat, God bless you. Go ahead. Welcome.
I really am I'm an open canvas this morning. I'm just grateful. You know, just continue for the Lord's will be done.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And my thing too is to be able to, like you was just praying this morning, to be, you know, not looking back. I have been practicing not looking back. You know, even when I drive, not even looking in my rearview mirror. You know, it's a total practice, even with your mind. So that as well.
Amen. Amen. We touch and agree with you this morning. All that you petition from your mouth to our heavenly Father's ears this morning, and we decree and declare it is so. Father God, we thank you for the time. Even before the words have come out of her mouth, your word said that you're already answering, that you hear our prayers, oh God, because you know our heart, oh God. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will help your daughter, that you will be her strength, amen, that you will send your angel, God, to strengthen your daughter right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that she will continue to walk the walk that you called her to walk, oh God. Lord, that you will continue to lead her down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God, that she will not be distracted by the things that's on the side that the enemy has sent to tempt, oh God. Hallelujah. To cause the focus, oh God. To cause of the strength to the right and left, oh God. The Lord will pray, oh God, that you will help us to keep our minds stayed on you, oh God. That you will keep our, hallelujah, that you will seek me first your kingdom and all your righteousness, knowing that all things coming from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm that. Oh Lord, let thy will be done in the life of the daughter Shabbatia, oh God. Oh Lord, set our fire to make a minister of fire, God. Oh Lord, set the fire in the fire. Anyone that needs a healer, that a healer would come forth. Amen. That she would lay hands and heal the sick. Amen. That she would cast out demons. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by thy power, oh God. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank
for your
you,
Holy
Lord,
Ghost power.
Oh, Lord,
let it be let peace come, oh God. Let peace reign in her life, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Let joy, oh God, overtake her.
Thank you, Lord.
Unspeakable joy, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank
knowing that you've already worked it out, that you already made a way, because you are a way maker. And we just want to say thank you for the way. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the life. We thank you for our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can declare and declare that it is done. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And we bless your holy name,
thank
Father.
You, Lord.
We declare and declare
yes.
It is so, and it shall be the only way.
So.
And it's in Jesus
it
Christ's
Lord.
Holy
name.
Jesus'
holy
God
name.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
God
amen.
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 God bless
amen.
You.
God
keep you. Thank God for
thank
you,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy comes to try to rob you of that joy, you know, rob you of the hope that God gives.
Yes.
He comes to rob you, to kill you, to steal you, you know, and he'll use to other people. You got to understand, people
yes.
can be used by God or people can be used by the enemy. They can be used by Satan.
Mm.
But we decree and declare wherever we go that we will encounter God's children. Amen. Hallelujah. That God
yes.
will call
mm.
his children. Amen. To see about us in the workplace. Amen. In the doctor's office, amen. In the grocery
yes,
store,
God.
Wherever we go, amen. That we will encounter God's children and not that of the evil one. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because they're in position, I'm telling you, all over. And we decree
yes.
that God's children are taking position, that we are positioning ourselves,
thank you,
that we have, that we will be used by God to be a blessing.
Yes,
when the enemy
Lord.
Says
yes.
no, when the enemy, hallelujah, when they're being used by the enemy to tell us no, that we've been denied, you are not approved, you don't fit this, you're not approved of that, that God will, hallelujah, will step in, amen, and work up in his children.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank
and
you.
We just thank God.
Hallelujah. Thank
even
you.
Even though they shut the door, guess what? God has opened up another door. But even when that door is being closed, the other door is already open. Amen. You ain't got to wait at the door to bang in to get in. God has already opened the door. So when that door closed, God already have another door for you to go into. Amen.
Come
we
on.
Decree and declare it on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We will not be denied. Amen. Hallelujah. We
yes,
have full access. We're full access to the kingdom of God.
Full
amen.
Life.
So we have access
yes,
to the riches of God. Amen. We have access to the blessings that coming from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you this morning. Our prayers have been forth. I receive them in the name of Jesus Christ for my life as well.
Amen.
Father's in my house. The healing, the living, the joy of the Lord. Just all that God has for me. I'm open to receive it. And I just thank God for you all of this
yes.
morning. I'm going to pray. Just prayers for unquestionable miracles this morning. As we wrap up here,
yes.
I won't be long. I'm just going to decree and declare some things over our life that we're redeemed. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. As we enter in and all that's in petition on this side today, we decree and declare with all faith that you've answered our prayers, oh God, that you are already moving and you're working it all out for our good. So, Lord, we ask that thy will be done, oh God. We know, oh God, what we want, oh God, but you, Lord God, know what we need. And you know when we need it, Father God. So we ask, oh God, according to your will and your time, oh God, and your way, let it be done, oh God, because we know that you did not come to do it was of any evil, but of good, to give us a hope in the future and expect it in. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we pray, wherever we are meant to be physically, let your power begin to touch us right now. Begin to do miraculous, do great and mighty things, oh God. Wherever a miracle is needed, do it for the glory of Jesus. Lord, do unquestionable miracles and build up our faith so that we will be able to trust you for the unquestionable miracles to happen in our lives, in the lives of our family members and loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your sufficient grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you right now, God, that through your grace, great things are going to begin to happen in our lives. Great and mighty things are going to begin to happen in our lives. And we are going to go to a greater glory and greater altitude in you. And we just want to say thank you that we can dare to create, decree and declare that we are saved, that we are delivered, that we are set free, that we are blessed. Do what only that you can do, oh God. Intervene right now divinely. Wherever a miracle is needed, let it take place. Wherever a healing is needed, let it take place. Wherever deliverance is needed, let it take place. Let it begin to happen for the glory of Jesus Christ, so that the whole world may know and see, oh God, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord. That hallelujah, that they see and know, oh God, that they may see and know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, Lord, open up the way, Lord God. Begin to open up the way where seems to be no way, oh God. Wherever we find ourselves in the way and the way is closed, wherever it's a dead end, where it seems like the end, oh God, begin to open up the way. Begin to make a way where it seems to be no way. Do this, oh God. Oh, Lord, we know that you're able to do it. Do the impossible. Miracle signs and wonders. Father, we just want to say thank you as we pray in Jesus' name. Do creative miracles, great and mighty things, Father God, for your children. Lord, we pray, let us see visions, let signs and wonders and miracles begin to take place in our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you are a miracle-working God. Let great and mighty things begin to happen, we pray in Jesus Christ, holy name, and we thank you, Lord God, for it. We thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that we are redeemed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we're redeemed from the pestilence. Amen. We're redeemed from consumption. We're redeemed from the fever. We're redeemed from the inflammation. We're redeemed from the severe burning. We're redeemed from the sword. We're redeemed from scorching and mildew. We're redeemed from drought. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're redeemed from madness and violence and confusion of the heart. Amen. We're redeemed from oppression and spoiling. We're redeemed from having no strength. Amen. We're redeemed from oppression and crushing. We're redeemed from being smitten. We redeem from being astonishing and a proverb and a byword. We redeem from planting, not reaping. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we redeem. Hallelujah for hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. The peace of the Lord shall increase in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you have redeemed us from our troubles. We commit our spirit into the hands of our Redeemer. Our Redeemer helps us, and we thank you that our Redeemer has delivered us from the power of the grave. And we will greatly rejoice and sing, for the Lord has redeemed us. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let us know the way of peace. May the God of peace be with us all. Let mercy and peace and love be multiplied to us. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that peace come to us and our household and all that we have. We decree and declare all is well with us, and we receive the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. We decree and declare that we have favor in the sight of our Lord, the Lord our God. And Lord, we thank you for divinely intervening on today and turn it all around for our good. To answer prayers, we thank you for releasing and warring angels to war against any spirits desiring from heaven to stop our prayers from being answered. We thank you, Lord God, that our prayers are not earthbound, but they have ascended into the supernatural. So we thank you for answered prayers on today. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed beyond measure because you have blessed us. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know the line muted for a little bit. I'm not sure how long it was muted, but I pray that we all was able to receive the prayers that went forth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes the line does that. You just keep on pressing in. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, if you have anything to say when I call your name, please do so. If not, just say amen, and I'll be releasing the pastor's blessing. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead. Sister Sean, are you still there? Amen. All right, Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Sean, can you hear me now? Hallelujah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Did you have something you want to say before we close out?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since we all have agreed on we're on one accord, I just pray that God will open up the windows for you all on today of heaven and just pour out upon your life and that you will be open to receive it. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Just trust God. Just keep on trusting Him. Amen. Because that's all that's going to land. After all is said and done, what you've done for God is what's only going to last. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you His peace. May God grant you the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace to know that you are favored of the Lord God Most High. May you prosper by His mighty hand and come to understand that He is for you and not against you. Let this year be a year where God's hand, full of divine favor, reach into every area of your life, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And may you walk in His divine abundance. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. We believe and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, beautiful woman of God. You all have a blessed day. Until we meet again on tomorrow at the same time. God bless y'all.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
All I want to see Him, look upon His face. Let us sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear Him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I